Any circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have an amazingly warm weekend forecast, and that continues with even mild nights. Tonight, look for a partly cloudy sky. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. We should be dry. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 80 to 82. There could be a few spotty showers around the area, mainly Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. Monday's high in the mid-70s, scattered showers. Better rain chances on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday's high right around 80. The pollen count is still way up there in the high to very high range right on through the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem.
We're on.
Okay. This video we're about to play, it was featured on Sid Roth's Supernatural, and featuring Tom Horn, and it's from about a year ago.
Is it?
No. The actual dream that Tom Horn had was from about a year ago. He actually did the research on it and then wrote the book concerning it. And then just listen to the video. And that's,
You need to explain to people, Tom Horn, he correctly predicted, the last pope would resign. He got the time just right, got everything right.
Yeah, got
and he
the
said,
right
this
date.
Is going to be the last pope, right?
Right. Right date, right year.
Yes. Also, his sister is the one who was being visited by entities, and she called on the name of Jesus, and the experience ceased immediately.
And
so, yeah.
The same thing happened to me. The same thing happened to her, too.
Exactly. All right, ready?
Yes.
NASA scientists predict a giant asteroid will enter Earth's atmosphere in 2029. Could this be the Revelation 8 Wormwood prophecy? My guest has important information, natural and supernatural, to explain what might be a massive cover-up of end-time proportions. Interested? I'll tell you what, I've been so looking forward to this specific interview, and I'll tell you why. Because 40 years ago, this gentleman, Tom Horn, died. And he was given sealed instructions to be released at a future date. Is there a biblical precedence for this sealed instructions?
There actually is, yeah. Job 33, the Lord speaks once, yea, twice, but man perceives it not. In the nighttime, in a dream, in slumbering upon the bed, then God seals the instructions of the righteous within them to withdraw man from his purpose and to hide pride from man.
I've interviewed many that get these sealed instructions to be released at a specific time. And the thing that intrigues me so much about Tom Horn is the fact we've had him on our show before, and we had the high privilege of being the first to release the first of his sealed instructions. It had to do with a pope resigning. Briefly, what was that?
Yeah, so in 2010, this event that has occurred a few times in my life, I go to bed, it's always right around 2 a.m. in the morning, and I saw this vivid image, very strange sound that was moving through the Vatican, and then I saw darkness rising up over the Vatican, and then like that, I was awake. As soon as I woke up, I started to write down what I had saw, but instead what I wrote down is Pope Benedict the 16th is going to resign, and I even had the date and the year. It's going to happen in April.
Were you thinking about this? Are you a specialist in Catholicism? Was it anything on your radar?
No. I mean, we were doing some research at the time into the ancient prophecy of the popes, but there was nothing about Pope Benedict resigning. So we went through 2012, and I was on your program, all this other media, and I'm saying this is going to happen. He's going to retire in April of 2012.
And by the way, how often does a pope retire?
Well, it had not happened in over 600 years, and everybody, especially my Catholic friends, were emailing me, and they were saying, Tom, you're going to ruin your ministry. Popes don't retire. They die in office. You need to stop saying this.
So the date came and went, and it didn't happen. But what did you find out later?
Yeah, so the date came and went in February of 2013. The Vatican, he makes this major global announcement. Pope Benedict the 16th has retired from office. Now, that same day, the Vatican's media outlet, the El Observatore Romano, they gave an interview to the New York Times. People can Google this and read it for themselves. The El Observatore Romano published an article. They also published one in the New York Times in which they made a revelation. They said Pope Benedict had actually secretly resigned when he returned from a trip in March. He resigned in March. It was accepted by the Curia in April of 2012, and we had gave both those times, not even knowing for sure what that even meant, right? But, and this had been This was, you know, the Vatican invented for your eyes only CIA level top secret security stuff, right? Nobody anywhere could know anything about this. Now, when it happened that I was right, my phone lit up. Everybody, including CNN, right? They were begging me to come on their program. And you know what they wanted to know? They wanted to know who was your insider at the Vatican.
I hope you told them.
I did.
Especially those media.
I did. Okay. I told them it was the Holy Spirit, and then they were really confused.
Okay. Well, you had another sealed instruction. It was sheer Bible prophecy from Revelation 8.
Yeah, so this one was the most terrifying experience I've ever personally had, which kind of conflicts with me because you know me, Sid. I like to be positive. I like to talk about positive things. I like to be filled with hope. So approximately 1 year ago now, went to bed, same scenario, 2 a.m. in the morning, and all of a sudden, I woke up into this panoramic, almost like a film that's playing out in front of me, and I'm in the middle of it. And what I first thought I was looking at was a giant fiery dragon, deep up in space, moving, undulating like a serpent, racing towards the earth. Then suddenly my point of view changed, and now I was up above the object, and I could see that it was not a fiery dragon, but rather it was a giant space rock, an asteroid. And the way it was turning as it was moving through the space and the light of the sun was glistening off of the elements of the stone, it only gave it the appearance that it was moving back and forth. Now, all of a sudden, I'm back on Earth again. And now, I am surrounded by literally tens of thousands of people, and we are on a mountain, and we are running for our lives, and people everywhere are screaming and begging God to deliver them from what is coming. And I turn and I look over my shoulder, and I can see this fiery mountain, basically, this giant rock entering into the atmosphere, burning as it comes through the atmosphere, breaking apart as it comes through the atmosphere. A huge part of it strikes the ocean. A huge part of it strikes the earth. And all of a sudden, the earth is shaking so violently that none of us can stand up. We're all knocked off of our feet. It was the most horrific thing. I can hear this terrible sound as if the earth is literally cracking, like the mantle of the earth is breaking apart. And now I'm looking back over my shoulder again in this giant wall of water, just an enormous tsunami, hundreds of feet tall, coming up over the top of this mountain. And again, everybody's trying to run. Then these, what felt like, large hands come down underneath my arms and lift me up into space. And now I'm looking down upon the earth. And here's an important part about this entire thing. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what would happen if an asteroid of that size were to impact the earth. But what I saw, I later found to be exactly how scientists describe what would transpire. With the waters boiling beneath this giant burning rock, the aerosol coming up off of that, entering into the upper atmosphere, setting in motion hurricane activity, the second part hitting the earth, causing a volcano to begin erupting,
so what
filling
you
the
saw,
atmosphere.
What yes. you saw is what would actually happen, but you didn't have the knowledge of what would actually happen from a scientific viewpoint, but you still saw it.
Yeah. And to use street lingo, it freaked me out.
Well,
when
you
I
also,
started doing the research, it really freaked me out.
But I'll tell you the thing that strikes me even stronger. You heard a name.
Yeah.
What was the name?
So as this is playing out, I'm terrified. All of a sudden, I wake up and said, I almost fell out of bed on my face. I mean, I had cold chills all over me. I'd never seen anything this vivid or terrifying. I start writing it down, but then all of a sudden, it was as if a voice. I don't know if this was just in my head or if it was an audible sound in the room, but it was as if a voice spoke and it said one word, Apophis. Now,
did you know what Apophis meant?
I knew this. I knew that there was an ancient Egyptian god of darkness.
I didn't even.
Well, we're going to have to hit this short break and finish this when we get back. This is clear in there.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome back to the program. We're listening to it's Supernatural, Sid Roth, which personally I used to record these and watch them, but let's get into it.
But no, that chaos. Well, because I've studied mythology, but okay. I didn't really know a lot about it.
Isn't it interesting? At first you thought it was a dragon.
That's exactly what I thought I saw. Now, the other thing I knew, and I hardly knew anything about this, was I knew that NASA had discovered an asteroid in 2004 that they named Apophis. And that was basically all I knew about it. So because what I saw was literally a space rock, when I got out of bed, I immediately went and started doing research. One thing led to the other, and learned that this asteroid at first was on NASA's radar as being an NEO, a near-Earth object, that they believed it in 2004 had the potential to impact the Earth. They still believe it's possible.
Okay, now, this Apophis, this interests me. Why do you believe Apophis is from the ancient prophecy about wormwood in the book of Revelation?
Well, first of all, I believe in prophecy. I believe in Bible prophecy. I believe this event is going to happen. I did not know that when Revelation 8 was written, where it says a star fell from heaven,
yes.
It's the word aster. Astron is from
the Greek.
Make asteroid. Yeah, I didn't know that until then. And it was a lot of other things that I learned along the way as well. And the bottom line is Apophis is a real asteroid. And here's what they're saying. They're saying it probably isn't going to strike the Earth in 2029, so they changed their opinion a little bit. It still could, they're saying. But here's what they're saying. But it's going to come so close to the Earth that it's going to knock the satellites out that are in orbit around this planet. Now, this is a monster rock, and I talked to several astronomers, including a friend of mine that works at NASA and has above top secret security clearance, and plus Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis that works at the Pentagon, put me in contact with impact specialists, all these scientists, and they said there is no way in the world that you can say that a stone moving 28,000 miles per hour through space that's going to cover tens of thousands of miles before it gets here in 9 years is going to come so close that it's going to knock out the satellites and yet be assured that it's not going to hit the planet. They all said that's rubbish. It's a cover-up. Here's what I believe. I believe it because I saw it. I believe it because what I saw and the way it came to me has not yet one time in my life failed, including the resignation of Pope Benedict against all odds. It has not happened one time yet that it didn't unfold exactly the way I saw it. So I'm speaking from personal experience, but it's been validated by the facts after the fact. So I believe it in all my heart. I will look you in the eye and give you a new prediction like I did when I told you the Pope was going to resign and everybody said it would never happen. In April of 2029, Apophis is going to strike the Earth.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Tom has good reasons to believe that this asteroid is a cosmic cover-up of end-time magnitude. Be right back.
Thomas Horn is the author of the best-selling books Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope is Here, and The Rabbis, Donald Trump, and the Top Secret Plan to Build the Third Temple. Now he has released his latest end-time revelatory book.
Binary asteroid or a giant asteroid like Apophis. It correctly that the first four trumpets are the four stages of a singular event. Trumpet number one sounds and fire falls down from heaven and sets the fields and trees on fire. That's the first debris that's being pushed out ahead of an incoming asteroid. Trumpet number two sounds and a giant stone burning like a lamp falls into the sea and wipes out the ships. And this is a breaking up of a binary asteroid or a giant asteroid like Apophis. Trumpet number three sounds, and this is the one that's actually named Wormwood, that contaminates a third of the Earth's waters and many people die as a result of it. And then trumpet number four sounds, and a third part of the stars and the sun and the moon are darkened, which is the result of all. And again, exactly what I saw when I didn't even understand what I was looking at. All this debris rising up into the jet stream, getting spread around the Earth and blocking out a huge portion of the sunlight. It's all a singular event as a result of an incoming massive stone, which is what Apophis is.
Now, speaking of a massive stone, give me some of the facts about how large it'll be and some of the facts about Apophis.
Yeah, it was discovered at the Kitt Peak National Observatory 2004. That's when NASA named it Apophis. It is 370 meters wide or 1,200 foot wide or 4 NFL football fields wide. It weighs an estimated 20 million metric tons. It is traveling
20 million?
20 million. It's traveling at 28,000 miles per hour. And I'm telling you, it's going to hit the Earth. Here's what scientists say. If it does, and this is NASA's experts, if it does hit the Earth, they're mapping, by the way, technology tells them it'll probably come down somewhere around the border of Mexico and California, so a highly densely populated area. Another NASA scientist said, think of it this way. Take every nuclear warhead that is on Earth today, China, America, Russia, everybody, put them in one place and let them go off all at one time. And that's what's going to happen when Apophis strikes the Earth.
My goodness. Well, why do you say it's a massive cover-up?
Yeah, well, so my friend at NASA, he was the one that put me on the trail. They don't want this information getting out any sooner than it's going to. By 2025, people will be able to look up in space and see this with their home telescopes, fairly sophisticated telescopes. 2 years after that, they'll be able to look up in space and see it with the naked eye. By that time, there's going to be mass chaos and panic. So right now, they're doing mitigation efforts in the background, which we can talk about. This is part of Trump's Space Force, trying to figure out a way that they can stop this from impacting the Earth.
Now, since this vision, since you've had astronauts and scientists describe what you saw, you look at scriptures very differently.
I really do.
Tell me one scripture you
like. Yeah, like Luke 21, 25 through 28, it says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and that word is asteroid. There shall be signs in the asteroids, and upon the earth distress of nations. That's exactly what I saw. With perplexity, they don't know what to do about it. But to finish that verse, the sea and the waves roaring, that's exactly what I saw. Men's hearts failing them for fear and looking after those things that are coming.
And you said we will eventually be able to see it with our naked eye.
That's exactly right. But then it says this, but then shall they see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. And when you see these things begin to come to pass, then lift up your eyes and look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Now, when I heard President Trump announce that he was creating a new branch of service, the Space Force, how does this fit in? Or what makes you think that one of the agendas was this Wormwood prophecy?
Well, I have friends, you have friends that are around the president. They are prophecy believers, and they have been in his ear about this issue and about Wormwood. And so that's part, some of these are Christian scientists who are talking about this. That's part of it. And by the way, it's a giant umbrella. It's already been funded, the new Space Force. It's the new branch of the U.S. military. But if you look at the reasons behind it and its funding, it's almost all having to do with near-Earth objects, asteroids, and the mitigation of those asteroids. This has come together very quickly. It got funded very quickly, and it is because...
I was wondering why it happened so fast.
And by the way, to add another element to this, at the National Cathedral, just last week, they just anointed and blessed a brand new King James Version of the Bible. And the order is that every commanding officer in the Space Force has to be sworn into duty using that Bible. So Donald Trump and his administration, they also recognize that there is a supernatural element around this issue.
You believe that this could cause a worldwide turning to God?
Yes. What I saw was people everywhere on their faces begging God. You know, the New Testament says some save with fear, right? Hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Some people are not motivated until something catastrophic like this happens. But the church has also been asleep. Not everybody, but a lot. And this is going to be a wake-up call for people everywhere who will be turning to God. Many of the people in the church, I imagine that your ministry, Sid, is going to use this as the greatest evangelism opportunity perhaps in the history of humankind. It's going to be a great opportunity to reach the greatest, largest number of people, because at that time, everybody is going to have this on their mind. They're all going to be talking about it. They're all going to be begging God to deliver them. It's going to be a great opportunity. It could literally be what instigates the next great awakening.
Wow.
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible.
Yeah. And just to think, you know, I've said it on the program more than one time that he's going to have to threaten to take away your toilet for you to actually line up and do what you're supposed to do.
All right, let's hit this break. 5 minutes, we'll be back.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun and admission is free. Cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays, but you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, in this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have an amazingly warm weekend forecast, and that continues with even mild nights. Tonight, look for a partly cloudy sky. Overnight, low temperature down to about 60. We should be dry. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 80 to 82. There could be a few spotty showers around the area, mainly Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. Monday's high in the mid-70s, scattered showers, better rain chances on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday's high right around 80. The pollen count is still way up there in the high to very high range right on through the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Elvis Costello. Welcome back to Clearing the Air, and you just heard Tom Horn on Sid Roth's It's Supernatural, which is a pretty cool show if you get a chance to watch it. I DVR'd it for a couple of years and watched it, and it's amazing. Sid has some interesting stuff. Postman, give me your take on, you presented this, so you tell me what you think. What do you think's going on here? Do you trust Horn?
Yeah, and I trust him implicitly, because I've actually had had dreams, about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember before it was after I retired as a Merrick area.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually doing some research.
Right.
And that night I went to bed. And like I said, it's around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
that you have these dreams or these well, in his case it was
visions.
Out of body experience. Yeah, it was a vision. But anyway, for some reason or another, I was still at work. I was still delivering mail.
Wow.
And
in the dream.
Right, in the dream.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, I was in Millbrook at the time. I'll never forget it. I was at the 3200 block of Main Street.
Wow.
Right there in Millbrook. Right there where, not far from where you go up into where Stanhope Elmore is.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up in the sky. And that was one of the biggest rocks I'd ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. This was about 4 years ago. This was before I actually came on your program.
Wow.
And I remember it, just plain as day.
Yeah.
And I delivered the package, and every stop after that, I was telling people, to prepare,
Right.
And it was a frightening dream, and
uh-huh.
When I woke up out of it, I was just overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed is the perfect word, because it is over. I've had them too, and yeah, and when the Holy Spirit speaks, it can be very overwhelming because, God and the Holy Spirit, they don't play. We're so used to the world where things are embellished or things are put a certain way. You don't want to offend people. God doesn't play. He tells you what you need to know, whether you want to hear it or not.
Yeah, and another incident why he told me what I needed to know. And I was actually perturbed a little bit, before I had the actual epiphany.
Uh-huh.
And
you said perturbed and
yeah.
Epiphany all in one.
And
that's impressive.
And
write that one down.
This was when I was running mail. I was actually working this day. And I'll never
as
forget
to imply you don't normally work. Okay, but go ahead.
I'll never forget it. I still remember the date. It was August 23rd, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the 7700 block of Highway 143.
Ah, you do remember it.
In Deatsville, Alabama. And I was coming into the, I was near Draper Prison when I actually encountered this person. There was a person that was weaving all across the road, backwards and forward. And I said, gosh, this stupid fool idiot is drunk. Is drunk in the middle, at 2 o'clock.
Wow.
In the day. And it was on in the middle of the week. And so I kept my distance, followed them, and they were still, they were bobbing and weaving all across the road, just barely missing cars.
Wow.
And so I said, I'd had enough of this. I called 911, called state trooper. So
mm-hmm.
They sent a state trooper out. And it took them, gosh.
Quite a while.
It took them 2 hours to actually get to me.
Yes.
And so what I did was I followed the person, just following them into downtown Deatsville. And I had a stop.
What year was this again?
2004.
Okay.
And I had a stop. I had a stop in downtown Deatsville. So what I did was I turned off. And as soon as I turned off, I said it out loud. I didn't say it to myself.
Uh-huh.
Stupid idiot, just like that. And before I could get the T off of my tongue, an idiot.
Yeah.
Something welled up in my lungs, and it was air. I couldn't stop it from coming out. And I had goosebumps. I didn't know what was happening to me. I thought I was having a heart attack.
What was it?
But it did it soon after I turned off, and I could barely stop, you know, before the air would come all the way up out of my lungs.
Right.
I swear, I thought I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And when it came out in my voice, I could not help saying what I said. You understand what I just said?
Uh-huh.
It came out in my voice, but I couldn't stop myself from saying it. All right. And it said, she's sick. It said, she's sick.
In other words, it came from elsewhere.
It came from elsewhere, through me.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there in the seat, and I mean, it's like mountain ranges on my arms.
I bet.
Yeah.
Freaked you out.
Yeah, like Rocky Mountains on my arms. And I'm like, my hair standing up on my head, what little I have. And it felt like somebody gave me a shot of adrenaline.
They did.
That's
God
what it felt
did.
Like.
Yeah.
And when that came out and I couldn't help myself from saying it, I knew immediately then what the problem was. I said, this person is sick.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't even make the stop. I immediately put the truck in reverse, backed out, and got behind her again. I didn't even know it was a female in the vehicle.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she passed the post office, went around the curve, went up the hill, and she's bobbing and weaving back and forth, you know, across the road.
Right.
And so she rode the right shoulder, all the way up about a football field length. And once she got to the top of the hill, she made a hard right turn and went all the way and went out through a cotton field.
Oh, my God.
And she's mowing cotton as she goes.
Yeah, I bet.
And I cut a path. And so I pulled the truck up where she went off at and stopped. And I asked there was a truck with some prisoners coming along, with some inmates coming along. And I asked them, did y'all see that car go out through the cotton field? And they said, where? I pointed. And he said, yeah, I see the path it made right there. And I asked him, I said, look, I'm at work. I mean, can you get some of your inmates and go out there and see who that is, see if they're all right? And he said, no, I can't do that. Some of the prisoners might try to escape.
Right.
And so I said, well, by then, you know, time was of the essence.
So what still I did, no trooper?
No, still no trooper yet.
Okay.
And so what I did was I said, look, give me a bush axe and a shovel. So I got a bush axe and shovel off of their cart, locked the truck down, and called my dispatcher, told him. And she said, go get her. And so I went out, and I walked about a quarter mile through a cotton field.
Wow.
And I found her. She had went into about a 10-foot ravine up against the vehicle had hit a tree. Yes.
Yep.
She was in a diabetic coma. The vehicle was still running.
Wow.
It was 96 degrees that day.
Jesus.
And so I commenced trying to get her out. And so I was beating on the window to try to get her to wake up. And so she finally struggled, you know, and got awake.
Right.
And so it took her about 10 minutes to actually open the actual lock, because the vehicle was locked.
Yeah,
And so she finally got that open. And then as soon as she opened the door, she went out again. She fell out again. And
wow.
So, and after that, I just took her out, cut the vehicle off, took her out, took and opened the doors up and laid her on the back seat. And so...
Old lady, young lady?
She was 63 years old.
Oh, my.
And what she had done, she had missed breakfast that morning and went to Walmart to buy groceries. It just so happened, what she needed was that it was on the back seat.
Orange juice.
That's what it was.
Wow.
She had some alcoholic beverage, some wine coolers in her groceries.
Which she just bought at Walmart.
Right. I took one of those and poured the contents out on the ground, and I took the orange juice and put it in the bottle, and she woke up again, and I gave it to her. Within about 2.5 minutes, she was up asking who I was, where was she, and I told her where she was, and
she
I told her how she got to where she is
she
now.
Came to. Yeah.
And man,
you
and
saved her life.
Listen, that lady was so grateful.
I bet.
Yeah, she was. And not to mention, I got a humanitarian award for it.
You should.
Yeah.
You saved her life.
Yeah, I went all the way to another part of the country to receive it.
From your employer?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
Man, that's great. That's a good story. Yeah. Well, Postman, we're up on a break. Let's hit this break. We'll get in more. I want to hear more about this when we get back. We'll be right back.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Quire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Quire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouquire.com today. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
License number 84417.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. That's a great story, Postman. And so you got some accolades I would like to thank from that, because you saved her life. Did you hear from her afterwards?
Oh, yes. I was invited to dinner. Her husband, you know, wanted to take me out. And somehow or another, that never transpired. But she did invite me to lunch, you know, at our house. And I came by and had lunch with her.
That's cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people, I never realized, you know, how dangerous diabetes was. I just thought, well, you get a shot every day, or you take a shot. It's dangerous. And, you know, I never knew that until I married Lynn and we got talking about it. She was telling me some experiences with her family members, and I didn't know. I didn't know it was that bad, but apparently it is. We were also talking about, off mic, about movies and the shooting of movies, because SFA came and did a thing on you because of that. And I guess they had to do take after take after take.
Whatever. Yes, they did. Yeah.
That's, I can only imagine. And as I was telling you, I watch a lot of weird stuff. I watched the making of Full Metal Jacket, you know, Kubrick, minimum of 30 takes for every scene. And even in The Longest Day, which I think is still the definitive D-Day movie out there. In The Longest Day, when they did the shots showing you from the German position shooting down onto the beach, they'd have to plant the explosive squibs to show the machine gun fire. And it would take all day to plant them. And then they would shoot it, and if anything went wrong, they'd take a whole another day to redo it. I mean, it's just It's very complex.
Yeah, and actually got to love his. He got to really love his job because it's tiresome. They actually work them. I mean, hard.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. No. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it takes a special person for it.
Yeah, it's got to be your passion in order for you. I think you're never going to be as good as you could be unless you're doing your passion. I've always believed that. I mentioned Ann in the email I got. Let me just read you the email she sent. Terry, I think it's minute 7 where the wheel comes by Earth that's bigger than Earth. I think the wheel, under orders from God, is the commander-in-chief, and she says, parentheses, so says Bob Dylan, of the Earth, Lucifer, dropping off angels named coronavirus. We have to believe in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Tell the coronavirus to leave in Jesus' name. I think only those who believe in Jesus will survive, and only through faith and prayer and spiritual warfare, telling it to leave in the name of Jesus. Cover it with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Never accept that you have it or believe in it. The name of Jesus is above the name of the coronavirus or any other name. Now, when she's talking about this, she believes it's Commander-in-Chief Bob Dylan talking about Satan. Do you believe this is Satan? Is this Satan's, and is this Satan's horde coming to Earth? You think that's what this is?
Well, a long time ago, this is the ancient star system, a constellation, you know, that the Anunnaki resided in, and now they've been hybridized. They've been hybridized by the Draco Federation, and they're actually reptilian hybrid now, and they're probably on the dark side, but with the angelics being here now,
yes,
it's less likely they would try to actually invade and harvest the planet.
Good.
But because of the good guys being here, I don't think we got to worry about that now. And with us having the actual Earth Alliance is defending Earth right now, along with the EDF, or the Earth Defense Force, and other neighbors or other
call them for what they are.
I hate to say aliens, because
say
that's not a good enough description for them, you know.
Well, what are they?
Well, I know the names of some of them, but I don't know whether or not they're here or not. But the thing is, these are. Some of these are beings that look exactly like us. Some of them are black, some of them are white, some of them are got an olive green skin tone.
Same creator?
Same creator.
Okay.
Because they recognize them. Same creator. But the ones that were coming to see me, they don't recognize him.
No, they don't. They're
no,
evil.
They don't, because they got to be scurried out of my house, you know, with the mention of me saying, hallowed be thy name.
Yep. I love that.
They didn't want to hear it.
No, they don't. They don't ever want to hear that.
That was the dark side.
Well, you know what's always been amazing to me, and I mentioned this many times on this program, Postman, is when you read the scriptures, the first recognition of Jesus for who he truly was from the demon-infested.
Exactly.
They know, the demons know who he is, and they fear him.
Yeah.
Humans don't, because we've been taught so much mistruth and so many lies.
Yeah, we've been programmed.
We have been. Hey, that's, yeah. There you go. That's the way to put it. We have been programmed.
We've got to be deprogrammed. And most people say they would rather see him first, but meaning Jesus or meaning an angelic force or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, back in the day, in the ancient times, like. The time that I was telling you about last week during a period, or actually week before last, when I was talking about Gideon during the time of the judges.
Yes.
I mean that angel. I mean, just Gideon had to go around with him. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
You know, and he was actually showing some righteous indignation. You know, toward the angel. He was like. Why in the world do you let my people, you know, being killed? And the angel was steady giving him good accolades.
Yeah.
You know, and then Gideon gonna tell him that I'm the weakest. I'm the weakest of them all. My whole family's weak. You know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he got him way where the angel got Gideon where he would accept what he was trying to do, and made a warrior out of him. And that's why I called him the reluctant warrior, because he was reluctant.
Speaking of Warrior, I'm going to use that to transition into the question that's always been on my mind. I know it's on a lot of people's mind. You have a lot of churches that'll teach you that we're supposed to be like Jesus, passive. We're not supposed to be thinking about fighting or war. You know, basically, we are holy doormats. I don't believe that.
No. You know what they're talking about?
No, I don't.
It's misrepresented. It's a misrepresentation of it. You know, you're supposed to love them regardless. You don't let them walk all over you like a mat.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, there's some stuff in there Paul talks about how we're supposed to be beholden or, you know, follow the laws and the edicts of the governments that are put there by God, you know. Well, not when the government's doing what governments tend to do, and that is get tyrannical.
Right, and Jesus did what he did because it was a ruse. He had to do it. And with him having to have been given a promise by the Father to actually inherit the earth or whatever, mm-hmm. and have all of us, you know, as his bride, it was worth it for him to actually do it.
Right.
And tell you the truth, I think the hardest thing was, and he probably wouldn't have died if God hadn't separated himself to him, you know, when he dumped all the sins of the world on him, past,
right.
present, and future.
Right. That's right.
If he hadn't done that and God wouldn't have separated, he separated, you know, because he was filthy, you know?
That's right.
Because he was vile. He was wretched. And he was innocent at the same time. I mean, can you imagine?
It's hard to wrap your mind around.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, but everything that happened had to happen in particular, I mean, in a specific order, exactly. It, only of God could it have gone the way it went. That's the way to put it.
How in the world do you let your son die for something that need killing?
I struggle.
And he ain't done a thing.
No, he hasn't. I struggle with that. I think Jesus had to come down here because he had to experience what we go through so he could better understand when he intercedes for us to the Father. You know, he has experienced, well, in my opinion, I think he experienced every possible emotion that a human could experience. He experienced love, you know, anger, righteous indignation. He experienced everything.
And
he cried. He was moved when he saw Lazarus's sister crying. It moved him, you know. I think he had to go through that gamut of emotion so he could better understand us, so when he interceded on our behalf to the Father, he'd know what he was talking about.
Right. And another thing, too, you know, when he get ready to break off that that weight that so easily beset us on the threshing floor.
Yes.
Of the, you can call it the last roundup, in other words.
Yeah.
But
it's a good word.
But he... He's the one that's going to be there between us and the Father.
Yep. Interceding. He is our defense attorney.
Right. He's the one that's going to be there. As a matter of fact, he's the one that's going to break the shell off, because that's what you do on a threshing floor. You break the hull off of the kernels of wheat. Yeah, off of the kernels of wheat. If you don't get that off, it's toxic. It'll kill you if you
that's
eat
right.
it.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly right. And that is so that's the best way to exemplify what we are, you know,
yeah.
Consciousness, the vessel, the human vessel. And, you know, I was thinking about something I said earlier about the inherent sinfulness of man. If you look at everything, and I've always heard all my life, follow the money, and I've never really thought about it, but that's exactly right. Follow the money in every circumstance, and you will find the guilty parties. And it's man's inherent sinfulness, especially his greed, that has put us in the situation we're in now. This coronavirus, which I think is total BS, I think we're looking at something that's a bioweapon. Matter of fact, I know it is, and that 5G is driving it. It's driving the nanoparticulates that we all have in us. They're going to come out with a mandatory vaccine. You can write it down. They're coming out with a mandatory vaccine.